Before I was assigned here to St. Rose by Bishop Spalding, I served for 2 years at a seminary involved in the formation of young men for the priesthood, and that was the last assignment that Bishop Chobe gave me. And as he had done before, I thought, okay, what am I supposed to, I don't know anything about this, you know? I didn't know anything about working in a seminary and doing priestly formation. And so I went to a priest, an older priest whom I knew, I think was very wise, and actually it was the priest who, for my ordination, gave me this chalice that I use, and he preached at my first Mass, and I asked him, I said, well, what am I supposed to do? And he said, what he said to me is what Jesus said, one of the things Jesus said in the gospel today in forming his disciples. He said, you know, if you want to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. This sort of three-point plan of formation in Christian discipleship. And that was great advice for, you know, starting to work in at a seminary, but it's also great advice for all of us, actually. It's really the secret to Christian discipleship. And so first we have to deny ourselves. That's the first step. It's the hardest step. It's the most important step. You know, as Jesus said in another place, you know, you cannot serve two masters. You can't call your own shots and serve God. It won't work. So we have to learn to deny ourselves. Because it's impossible to follow Jesus if we don't learn to say no to ourselves. And just like we were talking about last week on the Feast of St. Rose, it's a wonderful example of the power of saying no to yourself, of denying yourself, of renouncing yourself, so that you can say yes to God. So we have to look and say, where are these places where I am, you know, indulging myself or gratifying myself? And they don't necessarily have to be big, flashy things, you know. You don't have to be living the most worldly, self-indulgent life. To doing all kinds of little things where you make this, where you're not really denying yourself, where you're choosing your way rather than God's way. So first of all, we have to do that. We have to set that as our priority. I am going to live a life of self-denial. I'm going to, as Jesus said about himself, I have come to serve, not to be served. So I'm going to look for opportunities to serve. Second, take up your cross. There is no way to be a disciple of Jesus Christ without the cross. There is no Christianity without the cross. Now, a lot of times I think we'd like to make up a form of Christianity without the cross. And it's always interesting that so many times that we're kind of surprised and shocked when the cross comes into our life. We think, you know, I've been a good boy, haven't I, God? And look at this cross I have. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. That's what I told you. If you're going to be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. It's also just not very realistic either, you know. Sometimes we have this idea that life is supposed to be easy and comfortable. Well, you know, that's just not true. It's just not true. It's not real. Every single one of us is going to suffer, right? That's the truth. We are going to suffer. We can't alter that fact. But what we can do, even if we wanted to, and we really shouldn't want to get the truth, but what we can do is we can choose to accept our suffering. We are completely free to do that. And of course, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did. He chose to accept his sufferings. He chose to carry his cross. That was his choice. And it must be our choice as well. We have to learn to choose to accept our crosses. And then number three, follow me. All this self-denial and taking up the cross and that sort of thing is not an end in itself. We talked about that again last week about St. Rose of Lima. Mortifications aren't an end in themselves. Suffering isn't an end in itself. It's for something else. We choose, for example, to suffer. We choose to take up our cross. We deny ourselves in order to be with Jesus. There's nothing that unites you more closely to Jesus than suffering. We choose to accept our sufferings, to take up our cross, to deny ourselves, to be like Jesus. There's nothing that makes you more like Jesus than willingly taking up your cross. Again, as I've often quoted Sister Catherine de Ricci, to offer it up, honey. Think of, for example, the good thief. You know, here we have this choice, those two men on either side of Jesus on the cross. One cursed his sufferings and mocked Jesus. And the other accepted his cross and worshiped Jesus. And he's the one to whom Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Because in a sense, even on the cross, he already was, wasn't he? He was right there with Jesus. Because that's what it means. The cross unites us, is the way that we come to be with God. Jesus shows us the way to the Father, to his Father, and to our Father. And it is the way of the cross. That is the way that Jesus came to resurrection, and there is no other way. Beautiful quotation from our heavenly patroness, St. Rose of Lima. It's in the office of readings for her feast day. She says that the cross is the ladder that we use to climb into heaven, to the house of the Father. And it's the only way. And so that's why we do this, to follow him to the house of the Father. And so today, let's get to work in our Christian formation, following the counsel of our Lord Jesus Christ today in the gospel. Because if we fall for this thing that somehow thinking that life is supposed to be comfortable and easy, if anybody ever tells you that, they're a liar, like Satan. That's why Jesus says that to Peter. That's what Peter comes to Jesus and says, "Oh Lord, no, we don't need all this suffering stuff. You don't need all that. You don't need, get behind me, Satan," Jesus says. And remember the beautiful words of Pope Benedict. You know, the world offers you comfort, but you weren't made for comfort. You were made for greatness. And that throne of glory of Jesus Christ, we see this especially in St. John's Gospel, is the cross.